はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
めぐみです。
藤本です。
Peter here.
Newbie lesson number 9. Today we'll be dealing with numbers, and the title is Multiplying Madness.
Now we are back with, again, Natsuko-san, the math class.
You guessed it.
Now, Megumi-san, we are teaching language through math. And today we're continuing on with multiplication. And today we have Fujimoto-sensei in the studio.
Sensei, ようこそ。
こんにちは。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
Sensei, how are you today?
元気ですよ。ピタさんは？
あ、おかげさまで元気ですよ。
めぐみさんは？
あ、すごく元気です。
よかった。
ありがとうございます。
Now, Natsuko-san, how do you say multiplication in Japanese?
掛け算。
So, we're working on multiplication today. With that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
今日は掛け算です。きよしさん、問題を言ってください。
はい。7×6 は
42です。
はい、そうですね。次はともこさん、問題を言ってください。
12×6 は
72です。
違います。60です。
先生、違います。
あら、そうですね。失礼しました。72ですね。
先生、頑張ってください。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今日は掛け算です。きよしさん、問題を言ってください。
はい。7×6 は
42です。
はい、そうですね。次はともこさん、問題を言ってください。
12×6 は
72です。
違います。60です。
先生、違います。
あら、そうですね。失礼しました。72ですね。
先生、頑張ってください。
次は、英語が入ります。
今日は掛け算です。
Today's topic is multiplication.
きよしさん、問題を言ってください。
Kiyoshi, read the problem.
はい。7×6 は
Okay, what is 7 times 6?
42です。
42.
はい、そうですね。
Yes, that's right.
次はともこさん、問題を言ってください。
Next is Tomoko. Read the problem.
12×6 は
What is 12 times 6?
72です。
72.
違います。
Incorrect.
60です。
It's 60.
先生、違います。
What? You're wrong.
あら、そうですね。失礼しました。72ですね。
Huh? Wow, that's right. Pardon me, 72.
先生、頑張ってください。
Teacher, do your best. So, Natsuko-san, what did you think about today's conversation?
The lesson's becoming pretty advanced, isn't it?
The numbers are starting to get up there, really up there. And yeah, even though it's a newbie lesson, I think that pretty much everybody can learn something from this. I mean, kakezan? That's a new word for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, with that said, let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
The first word?
Kyo.
Today. Break it down.
Kyo.
Next word.
Kakezan.
Multiplication. And break it down.
Kakezan. Kakezan.
Now in Japan, elementary school kids have a very interesting way of remembering the multiplication table. Sensei, can you tell us about that?
9×9=81. これをくく81と覚えます。
Sensei, もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。One more time, slowly please.
9×9=81。
9×9=81.
くく81と覚えます。
And they memorize it as 9981. You omit the multiplication sign as well as the equal sign.
Yeah, and it also plays on the fact that 9 in Japanese can be pronounced ku or kyu,
mm-hmm.
both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, ku ku 9981.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this method has a lot to do with the rhythm of the sentence. The teacher provides the kids with these special sentences to help them mm-hmm. memorize mm-hmm. the multiplication table. For example, we had
Kuku
81 9981
Sensei, can we have another one?
Shishi 16
4416
Sensei, もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。One more time, slowly please.
し、し、十六。
4416
It's the rhythm inside of these sentences that makes that connection for memorization for the Japanese students.
Right, it's almost like a song that allows for ease of memorization.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, next we have
問題
Problem, question. Next, we actually have a phrase.
問題を言ってください。
Please read the problem.
問題を言ってください。問題を言ってください。
Now there are two points of interest in this phrase. First we have the word for problem. Sensei?
問題。
Then this is marked by the object marking particle.
を
followed by
言ってください
Now, 言って is actually what verb, sensei?
言う
which is the verb to say. Here it's in its te form, which is, sensei?
言って
and it's followed by
ください
Now again, Japanese, the verb comes at the end. So literally, this phrase is problemSay, please. The exact opposite of English. Please say the problem. So we just have to start from the back and work our way. And we wind up with the translation, please say the problem. Okay, we're going to get you very, very familiar with this. Start from the back. Okay, next.
かける
Times to multiply by?
かける かける
The next word you have just learned.
言う
To speak, to say.
言う言う
Next word.
先生
Teacher.
先生先生
Now, the name of the teacher comes before the word for teacher in Japanese. So in English, we would have Mrs. Fujimoto. Mm.But in Japanese, we have?
Fujimoto sensei. Next, we have another phrase.
失礼しました。
Excuse me. Pardon me.
失礼しました。
Now let's move on to the focal point of the lesson, which is the numbers from 20 to 100.
先生、お願いします。
20
20
30
30
40
40
50
50
60
60
70
70
80
80
90
90
100
100
In the previous lesson, we covered the numbers 11 through 19. And we form those numbers by taking 10 and following it with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So for example, in the case of 11, we actually had the number 10 followed by the number 1.
11.
There it is. Now, for these numbers, we take the numbers 2 through 9, and we simply put them in front of the 10. In the case of 20, we have
20.
In the case of 30, we have
30.
Yeah, just taking that number and putting it in front. It's that easy. Now, a couple of key points. The number 40. As there's two numbers for the number 4, 시 and 연, can we have 시주 for 40?
No,
only one, which is
40.
And how about 70?
70.
Can we have 시주?
If you want to sound weird.
Yeah, so that's a no. And how about for 90?
90.
Can we have 90?
Nope.
Yeah, so those three, 40, 70, and 90, those are the only kind of pitfalls you kind of have to watch out for. Mm-hmm. Can we just get those one more time, Megumi-san?
40.
40.
70.
70.
90.
90. All right. Now, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, we have a detailed explanation about forming numbers. All right, that's going to do for today. じゃあ、藤本先生、今日どうもありがとうございます。
どういたしまして。
いろいろ習いました。
皆さんも頑張ってください。
じゃあまた明日。
今日は掛け算です。清さん、問題を言ってください。
はい。7×6 は
42です。
はい、そうですね。次はともこさん、問題を言ってください。
12×6 は
72です。
違います。60です。
先生、違います。
あら、そうですね。失礼しました。72ですね。
先生、頑張ってください。